You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Folks, she's wild. She's crazy. She lives in Hollywood. It's time for our monthly visit from our favorite Sodom and Gomorrah correspondent, the one and only Carrie Pomeroli. Carrie, thanks for joining us. What an intro, eh? I worked on that all week.
Can you call me Delilah for
today?
Yeah. I always wanted to be called Delilah.
How are things down in Crazy Land?
I'm in Crazy Land, but I'm in Christian Land today, Drew. I'm broadcasting live from Spirit West Coast, the Christian Woodstock, without all the drugs.
Wow. But still nudity? Well, is that okay?
I'm thinking they asked my husband to do a nude comedy show, and he said he'd have to pray about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would be biblical if Ron did a nude comedy show, Drew. Seriously?
No. Well, you wouldn't have to worry about temptation or anything.
I know, but I fear for the children, Drew. I really do.
All right. Tell us more about this festival.
Well, it's 20,000 Christians in one fairgrounds, and you know we don't do drugs, so we do sugar. So yeah. Everybody is amped up on sugar, and so we're doing shows at like 11 o'clock, which is way past any Christian's good bedtime.
Yep.
So it's actually, I mean, Jeremy Camp is here, and the Newsboys, and my favorite band, my favorite Christian band, the Afters, because I met them at Gospel Music Awards.
Right.
And it's fun. It's really surreal because you do the comedy shows and they just got done with Jeremy Camp. So then they want to scream and yell at all my jokes, which is makes me feel like a rock star. And then I start singing and then they all leave.
Yeah.
But other than
you're not a good singer. Right? Can you actually sing a little ditty for us?
I have a degree in musical theater, Drew.
Really?
And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
That means, do you want fries with that?
Yeah, exactly.
I could sing Les Mis in French right now, but I don't want to alienate your audience.
No, because the French people up here, you know, they're angry people.
Aren't all Canadians French?
Okay, stop, all right? That's an insult right stinking there.
I Man. Love a good souffle, Drew. What are you talking about? I love crepes.
Unbelievable.
Very diverse. But I have to say something. My mother wants me to say something.
Oh, why do you go on about your mom? Are you, like, did Ron realize he married two women?
Well, no, here's the problem.
What?
So she heard my interview last month with you.
Yeah.
And she wants me to say that Britney Spears is not a trucker.
Okay, so we just got to clear that up? Look, every shot I've seen her in, she looks like a trucker. So
true. I feel very bad at my mother. Like, I can't believe you said that. It may be true, but you do not have to, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's disparaging. I'm like, it's not gossip if you just tell two people. So
Right.
I just told you and how many million of your listeners.
No, but nobody listens to my show. It's just my dad.
Right.
Just my dad. So that's fine.
And my mom. So that's good. We have two people. So
yeah.
It doesn't count.
Did your mom finally figure out we don't stream? She has to listen the week after? Did she get that one?
Yeah. It's hard for her, though, Drew, because she gets so excited.
Does she?
Yes, she does. She has no life.
It's a genetic thing. Now, speaking of blondes who kind of are big in Hollywood, I just read an article the other day that said Paris Hilton is going to play Mother Teresa in an upcoming movie filmed by some Indian Pakistani filmmaker guy.
Where do you get this dirt? You're so good.
This is incredible. You can't make that stuff up, man.
I was going to spill it, and now you give it. You know what? That is probably the biggest PR stunt I've ever heard of in my life. I mean, did you see her in Scary Movie 3? Like, the only thing scary in Scary Movie 4 was Paris Hilton.
Right. Yeah, it is. Well,
I don't know. I mean, she might as well be making a cameo in The Da Vinci Code, for all I care.
So,
I heard your commercial for The Da Vinci Code, and that was quite moving.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I can't say.
I think you should just do a streaming ad that goes, and this movie is crap. So let's just tell your kids. With a C.
Oh, man.
I am a C. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
let's just cut to the chase, Drew. I'm getting in trouble lately in Hollywood because I'm one of the people, like, loudly debunking the Da Vinci Code.
Right.
And they're not happy with me. But I'm serious. I'm losing it for Tom Hanks and Ron Howard, who I always thought were my, like, they're not Christians, but I thought they could be, like, secretly.
Yeah.
And now they're out of the club. Like, I voted them off the island.
You outed them.
I outed them, and they're going to have to be castaways with the volleyball and lose 40 pounds and win an Academy Award.
I don't care.
They're off my island of Christian, because there's Hollywood people, Drew, that you think might be Christian because they're doing always clean, clean, clean. And then they do the Da Vinci Code, and then they, no secret handshake for them, nothing.
No, but hold on. There wasn't anything dirty in the Da Vinci Code.
But they were completely, it was disparaging to Christians, and we have enough stuff. And if you were a Christian, Drew, which I don't know if you are, If you were, would you make a movie about Jesus and his exploits with Mary Magdalene? You would get in trouble.
I would do whatever it took to get people to talk about Jesus and try to search for the truth.
Well, I hope that when we go to the pearly gates, you and I are in the same line, and then you go right in front of me. And I'll go, I told you so, I told you so.
Man. Folks, we are on the phone with our Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli. Monthly visit. I'm sorry, that's the best way I could come up with describing your visit. It's a monthly visit.
Yes, Drew, and I appreciate your innuendo. So to your listeners, do you have anyone that calls you up and they're like, Drew, you say to be a Christian, but it's not working for me?
Yeah, once a week, actually. It's
my, your dad.
That's it. Well, listen, what's going on with Ron and his career? You married a comedian.
Ron's in bed!
Oh, he's in bed still?
Wake up! Hold on. Canada, you're up too early.
What are you still doing in bed, man?
I'm trying to rest.
Are you?
I was up late with the crazy Christians, and we were rocking out. And
cool, very cool. I hear that that you're kind of on some Hollywood scripting screen stuff happening. I don't know. You're going to be big soon, but you're trying to keep it clean or something? Lay it on us.
Yeah, I booked a pilot for CBS. So.
Don't they have their own pilots?
Yeah. Well, apparently they don't care about their plane.
Yeah, it's okay.
Boy,
you're really not sharp first thing in the morning, are you?
You caught me off guard here. No, I booked a pilot for a TV show, and my wife really, at first, she's really like, yeah, get work. You got to work more. And then now she's like, can I be on the show? She turned into Lucille Ball all of a sudden. She's like, Ricky, can I be in the show?
Oh man, she wants to ride your coattails, your wave of success. So when are we gonna see it? When are we just, you know, I want to take it from Carrie talking big about husband to a reality, you know?
Oh wow. Well, we're filming. We've done all these blocking things. Everything's written, finalized. We're filming in June, and then hopefully we're looking for a fall release.
Okay, evening. Good. Do you sleep? How many pillows do you sleep with?
How many pillows do I sleep with?
Yeah.
15. I usually have two, and then through the evening, Carrie ends up with them, and I have none.
Right. Is Carrie one of those girls that likes to have, you know, you got to make the bed and then throw about 17 pillows on top of it? Those decorative pillows?
Yes. There's pillows you don't sleep with.
You don't
those
sleep
the
with
pillows,
them.
Yeah, those pillows are off to the side. And then there's the Winnie the Pooh, and I don't know how that
works. Give me the phone. I need attention.
Okay.
That was only supposed to be one sentence. And by the way, they're called shams, Drew. They're not called pillows.
Oh, my apologies.
Ask your wife. They're called shams.
My apologies. I think there's two useless things we do in our homes every day. One is make the bed, and the other one is fold or iron underwear. Who does that?
Not I. I will give you that. I don't know what kind of issues you have going on. By the way, was that your real family on the radio, or is that your fake radio family?
That's my stunt family, my stand-in.
Do you have a fake radio family? Because they sound really sweet, and I'm like, they can't be Drew's family.
No. No, look, my kids are doing much better now that they're in foster care, so, you know. It works
for
me.
The thing is, that's why I don't really know if I should have kids, because Ron's like, you're going to lose them in a mall. And I'm like, if they have a cell phone, as soon as they're two, I think we'll be all right.
Why don't you get some of them, one of those dog leash things, the ones with the long cord that goes
out? I can't believe you said that. My mother had a dog leash for me.
Really?
My mother had a dog leash, and she just found it in the attic, and my brother stole it for evidence, and we're going to sell it on eBay. She went to the pet store, Drew, because it was the 80s, and it wouldn't have been legal. And she went to the pet store, and she got a leash, Drew. Hear me, Canada, a leash. Barbara Lynn Pomeroli.
How do you feel about that? Just let it go.
Seriously, Drew, I can't afford therapy. But that is wrong, Drew. It's wrong in so many ways.
It is.
Now every time I see a pet store, I break out in hives. It's wrong.
Stay focused, will you, Carrie? Good night. Have you had any star sightings in the last month since we spoke to you last? Last time, I think you ran into Tom Cruise, didn't you?
Kirk Cameron.
Oh, no, that's right.
No, we were just talking. It was Kirk Cameron, who's much cuter and straight. But,
yeah. Oh, he's straight. He's got like 19 kids, so he's very straight.
We didn't see any stars. Well, actually, we're just probably at the comic. We did. We saw some comics from Comedy Central, but we've been doing clubs. Mostly just Christian artists, because we've been doing the festivals. Summer's a big festival time for us. I do have an audition for Nickelodeon again. They called me back Tuesday. Carrie, TV show.
Carrie, do you have gum in your mouth?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Dad. Okay. Well, I wanted to have fresh breath for you, and then when you were on the phone with Ron, I got bored, and there's no food, so I put gum in my mouth.
Now, you've got any big gigs coming up for you? What are you excited about in your life?
Oh, well, today I'm teaching a seminar to, 1,000 youth about dating, and I have nothing to say, and I have to go on in, an hour at Spirit. So if you have any tips, because I wrote, I'm supposed to be the anti-dater, and this guy comes up to me at last, and he goes, I heard your seminar, and I downloaded it on my iPod, and I tried that thing you told me to do, and it didn't work out. I'm like, what thing? I have no idea. And he's like, I went on that dating fast. Remember how you said you went on the dating fast? And it only lasted, 30 days, and then my ex-girlfriend showed up. I'm like, dude, I don't have time for issues right now. I need some caramel corn. Apparently, I gave a seminar last year, and people took me seriously, and that is the scariest thing ever.
I hate when that happens. I really do.
So I'm going around the country this summer, teaching seminars on dating. I'm totally available to come to Canada for bar mitzvahs, whatever.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
So I'm doing a seminar in an hour at Spirit West Coast, and then, like I said, I'm excited for Nickelodeon because this is my second meeting with them.
Okay.
And then the other thing is that Ron and I are filming more episodes of our Newlywed Fix It television show at the end of June, and we're going to launch that hopefully very soon. So you guys, and I'm going to make sure it plays in Canada.
Beautiful.
Oh, by the way, did you watch American Idol?
I've seen parts of it. The guy, all I know is the pepper hair guy won, right?
Yes, but see, do you know who Clay Aiken is?
Yeah, I do.
Did you hear what happened?
No, what happened?
They had this little guy on there, and he was a wannabe Clay Aiken, just nerdy glasses and everything. So they bring him on American Idol. He's not in the finals. He can't sing. And they're like, why don't you sing the song? So he starts singing the song, and all of a sudden the heavens part and the dry ice and the smoke, and Clay Aiken is behind him singing, and the guy freaks out, and then Clay Aiken is no longer nerdy. He's the swan, and he's transformed himself into this diva hair. And he just, I was so amazing. The kid was freaking out. But Clay Aiken had this air about him, I have emerged, I'm just better. It was interesting. It was very surreal. And I have to pray about it, and I'll give you a report next month.
Right. Can I just ask about the medication that you're on these days?
I'm on gum, and then you made me take it out of my mouth. So
hey, listen, here's some good dating advice you want to share with the thousands at the Jesus Fest there in California, okay? Ready? When I was younger, I got nervous about dating, and I didn't really date a lot, and a buddy of mine said to me, look, no problem, just pay them compliments, right?
Okay.
That's all you got to do, pay them compliments. So, walking along the beach, pretty good clip with this girl. I didn't know her that well. We're going pretty fast, got a good thing going on. And I turned to her and I panicked. There was a lull in the conversation and I said, for a fat girl, you don't sweat much.
Oh, Drew.
What do you think?
I don't even know where to start with that.
I am not good with compliments. I have honestly.
How are you married? How'd you get someone to marry you then?
Okay, on our first date, we were in the back seat of my mom and dad's car, and
okay, this story is not going in a good direction.
My mom and dad were in the front seat of the car.
Okay.
And
you were 30.
Yeah, exactly. How did you know? And I blew my nose into the Kleenex, and when you got something up your nose, but you blow the nose, and then
do
you look in the Kleenex to see if it's in there?
No, dear God, I don't blow my nose. I'm from the South.
All right, okay, you're right.
I don't have.
Oh yeah, that's bodily. You're from the South. That's where they invented the Okie blow, right? The one finger shoot it out the left kind of thing. Anyway, I looked in the Kleenex. It wasn't there. It landed on my wife's arm. Calmly, I went over and picked it off her arm, and she didn't react, and I knew that was the woman for me.
Drew?
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Ah, it's dead set.
Oh, my gosh, you're giving me the heebie-jeebies. I can't perform today.
Yeah, at least it wasn't, what was it, cream cheese that was on your skin? You thought it was leprosy? What is that all about?
I think I'm going to talk about today is when I was having lunch with my friend Trista 6 months ago, and she goes, Carrie, I saw the hottest homeless guy on Los Angeles. And then I was like, can you repeat that? Because I'm a comic. I'm like, can I? And she's like, then Oprah was doing a homeless makeover, so if we go back there and take away the shopping cart, I'm going to have a date for Susie's wedding. And the moral of the story, Drew, is that they're still together, and he's a really good dancer.
Good dancer as well.
Yeah, and he loves the outdoors, so it's good.
But does he like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
And getting caught in, and he's not into yoga, but he's into champagne.
No, he has half a brain. Hello.
Oh, shoot. Do you know that I actually wrote that on a Christian dating site?
Did you really?
For real, and I met a guy from Canada. Dutchie, if you're out there, his name is Rich. I have no idea where he is.
Dutchie?
His, well, that was his code name, because you know on the internet,
right.
If he's listening to me right now, I would absolutely die. I had a Canada boyfriend.
Right.
I was way too old to have a Canada boyfriend, Drew. Like, we never met. I was like a seventh grader that was like, he's so hot, he's in Canada. I was like 26.
Oh, man.
It was bad, but if Rich, if you're out there, it all worked out, dude. It's all good. Christian Cafe. Maybe he'll call the show. Call DrewMarshall.com. And he was from Canada, but he never came to Sodom and Gomorrah, so our affair ended.
He didn't.
I don't even know if he was real. Maybe he was faking it.
Well, there's a lot of fake guys in Canada. There really is.
Well, we all dated them in junior high.
Yes, we did.
You know, that's
where
all the hot people
I mean, yes,
from.
You did. Yeah, good. Hey, Carrie, I just want to thank you for lightening my load today, because after the amount of rejection and cancellation I had this week.
I know. You have been so good about not complaining about it on the air.
No.
Wait, Ron's passing me a note. He wants me to read something. Heard, oh, he's giving me new topics. We'll save those for next month. Wait, but really quick, this is important. Have you guys in Canada heard about the whole Amaro thing?
Amaro? No, I haven't heard of that.
This is not a joke on the radio. Did you know that George Bush and Canada and Mexico are having meetings that we may have one world currency with Canada, Mexico, and America?
It's kind of like the euro.
Well, we're going to be like the world superpower, and then, basically that's the topic.
Right.
Think about it, pray about it, talk
right.
amongst yourself, and
well,
a month I'll have more.
Basically, we have the United States financing the operation, and we have the Mexicans making the clothing, and then the Canadians wearing the clothing. Is that how it's going to work?
I was wondering how Canada was going
to
contribute.
Yeah, we don't have a lot to contribute, let me tell you.
I'm serious. I was like, why are we inviting Canada? I mean, like, are they going to help us out?
Unbelievable. You're a shocker.
I love my Canucks, but look up the Amaro. It's on the website. It's everybody's all upset about it in my land.
All right.
And we'll talk about it next month.
I look forward to our next monthly visit from our correspondent in Sodom and Gomorrah, Carrie Pomeroli. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. CarriePalm.com, should you want to venture into dangerous territory, CarriePalm.com, K-E-R-R-I-P-O-M.com. We'll be right back with Bruxy Cavey and some serious conversation, folks. Stay with us.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at DrewMarshall.ca.